Here's your Friday football forecast for Sunday's matchup between the Lions and the Browns. It's not for some stupid Great Lakes Classic either. This one really matters as the Browns come in 3-2, tied for first in the AFC North. The Lions come into this game also 3-2, but they are in second place behind the Chicago Bears, who already have a win this week to take over first place at 4-2. So a big game for both teams, and it's basically going to come down to whether or not Calvin Johnson plays or doesn't play for the Detroit Lions. I really think that's the key factor in this game. He did not play last week because of a knee injury against Green Bay, and the Lions were horrible on offense. They got beat 22-9. Limited in practice on Thursday. Calvin Johnson will be a game time decision on Sunday. He said the knee felt good, whatever that means. We'll have to wait and see as to whether he plays Sunday or not. Matthew Stafford isn't the same QB without Megatron on the field. They're not the same team without Megatron on the field. Stafford's numbers go down in completion percentage, yards per attempt, sacks given up. His quarterback rating goes way down when Megatron has been injured and doesn't play. So, obviously, the key to the offense is Calvin Johnson. Now, you also have to keep an eye on Reggie Bush. They brought him in to be that all-purpose back, catch balls out of the backfield, rush the football. He's averaging almost 5 yards per carry. He has over 500 yards of offense through the first 5 games, so he's giving them 100 yards per game, but only 2 touchdowns so far for Reggie Bush. They also have a running back you got to keep an eye on. I believe it's pronounced Joaquin Bell. He has over 400 yards of total offense and 3 touchdowns. So that's the 1-2 punch out of the backfield for the Lions, but it's not as effective if, again, Megatron isn't out on the football field, because the wide receivers that the Lions have that aren't named Calvin Johnson don't strike fear in the minds of the opposition. Nate Burleson, Chris Durham, Ryan Broyles, the rookie, they just don't have a receiving core without Calvin Johnson. So I hate to, you know, base the entire game on whether or not Calvin Johnson will play or won't play, but I think that's what it comes down to. If he does not play, the Browns' chances of winning go up dramatically, even with, you know, the defensive line that the Lions have with Ziggy Ansah, the rookie. He leads them in sacks with 3 and has forced 2 fumbles already, and Ndamukong Suh, Nick Fairley. Those guys are tough up front, and Stephen Tulloch is a pretty good middle linebacker, second on the team in tackles, has an interception, and DeAndre Levy, an outside linebacker, has stepped to the forefront of that defense, leading them in tackles. Plus, he has 2 picks and 1 return for a touchdown. But their cornerback, their safety situation is the weakness of that Lions defense. Darius Slay, a rookie, is starting at 1 cornerback spot. So when you look at the Lions defense, they are giving up 268 yards passing per game. That's 21st in the league. The opponent's rushing yards, how about this? 125 rushing yards they're giving up per game. That's 27th in the league. So Brandon Weeden should be able to take advantage of this Lions defense if he gets time to throw the football. The two keys, whether or not Calvin Johnson plays on offense for the Lions, and can that Browns offensive line give Brandon Weeden time to throw the football? If they do, then the Browns will have a very good chance of winning this football game. I know I called it stupid and ridiculous. Doesn't mean anything. That stupid Great Lakes Classic that they give a trophy away for in a preseason game, I still don't get that. But going back to that, the only thing I'll take away from that might be a positive, at least mentally, for Brandon Weeden is that he was effective in the first half of that game when he played and hooked up twice for touchdowns with Jordan Cameron, the tight end. So that, if you want to draw anything from that game, hopefully for Weeden, he's positive going into this contest as he starts for the injured Brian Hoyer. So here's how I'm going to break this one down. I think the Browns defense, which has been outstanding all season, it's going to keep them in games all season long, and especially this weekend, especially if Calvin Johnson doesn't play, right? Look at the Browns defense right now. They're 7th against the pass, 8th against the run so far this year. That means the defense is doing their job week in and week out, giving the offense an opportunity to win football games. And I think they'll do that again this week. If Calvin Johnson plays, I look for the Lions to come away with a very close victory. If Calvin Johnson doesn't play, flip it over, I look for the Browns to come away with a very close victory. So CJ Megatron, he's the key to this game. If he doesn't go, the Lions offense won't go. If he goes, the Lions offense offense will go, and they'll get the win. So if you're a Browns fan, you hope that CJ, hey, don't care how you get him, right? You're tied for first place. You'll take wins any way you can get them. You hope that Calvin Johnson doesn't play and that Brandon Weeden does not turn the football over, has some time to throw the football, and if so, the Browns would get a win in that situation. There's your Friday football forecast for the Browns and the Lions Sunday down at the stadium.